who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
You know it's going to be a good show when I start with rage-filled anger over everyday things and Crap for Sally is huffing around like a teenage girl. Anyway,
my name's
Foghorn Leghorn, and with me as always, the talented and lovely
Crap Brew Sally.
Yes, and we're here to drop some knowledge all on your noggins. Yes. I just was like deleting and deleting emails out of our inbox, just deleting and deleting and deleting. That's all I do every day, all day. And I've tried that thing where you mark them all as spam. That only works for like 4 days and it just comes back. I'm like, oh, look at this. Look, you should buy this. You should buy this. You should buy this. And you're like, you know what? Everyone, leave me alone. Anyway, this is the Pinball Junk Drawer, Big Show 33. We're here to talk about pinball. But first, it's time for America's favorite, never heard of before, game show.
Oh, no.
That's right, Craft Brew Sally. You are the first contestant on our new Let's Play How's It Gonna Go? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I don't know what this voice is, but I'm going with it. Okay. All right. There's a new pinball company out there on the horizon. It's called Barrels of Fun. And they're making a new pinball machine called Labyrinth. We're going to see how's it going to go. Question number one. Will they make the pre-orders and A, make the games in a timely manner and everyone will be happy? B, make like 3 machines a month for the next 33 years? Or C, float away in a hot air balloon, twirling their devilish mustaches while holding money sacks that have dollar signs on them. What's your answer, Crappy Sally? C.
C.
You think that Labyrinth, that the new pinball company is going to float away in a hot air balloon with sacks of money twirling their mustaches. Okay, we got that one. All right. Question number two. Will the pinball media A, give a generally fair review based off of information and things received?
No.
B, radically flip-flop from love to hate as if it was blowing in the wind from hatred to love and oh my God, and what are they doing? Hmm. Or C, make a stupid skit about it.
Can I go with B and C?
D, she's made up her own answer.
Yes.
We're going to go with radically flip-flop for no reason from love to hate to love, and also make up a stupid skit about it. That one hurts a little bit, Crappy Sally. But okay, on to the third one. Will the pinball reception be, they hate it, it's the dumbest dad theme in the history of dumb dad themes? B, love it, it's the greatest thing in the history of the world ever? Or C, bitch about how Stern should lower their prices?
D, all of the above.
There you go, D. And that Crap Moose Alley's playing by her own rules. She should get that new game, Radical, that they made back in 1989. All right, and then the final question. In the end, will this machine A, do okay and add to the overall fabric of our pinball world? B, crash and burn, probably once again, proving once again that pinball is made up of rubes? Or C, be the new market leader of all pinball of all times?
I'm going to take A on this one.
A, all right. Overall, add to the fabric. That's a very positive attitude.
Yes.
Now, finally, the fifth and bonus question.
Woo!
How will Craft Brew Sally deal with FOMO, the fear of missing out, of the new Labyrinth pinball machine? Will she A, sob uncontrollably that she's missed out on the machine? B, start giving blood and selling cans to buy, or C, drink craft brew and forget that it even exists? Sally, what's your answer?
C. I'm going with C.
There you have it there. That's all fair and unbalanced. No, fair and balanced coverage. There we go.
Yes, of course.
And this is probably going to be the only time we do this skit, so we hope you've all enjoyed playing along with How's This Gonna Go?
Yes.
Now back to our regularly scheduled stupidity.
Gotta go get my beer.
All right, that was an interesting little side note in the history of pinball. All right. So we will say that this is obviously previously recorded. We'll talk about the expo that we didn't go to next show. We had an interesting experience that we thought we would talk about. Now, this is related to pinball, but not exactly pinball.
Our pinball.
Bear mostly. With us, folks. Yes. So we moved into a new home, new construction home here in Greenville, Wisconsin. And we, you know, we have delusions of grandeur that we're going to finish the basement. And we are working on schemes of how to do that, mostly involving giving blood and selling cans. So, you know, so right now we painted the walls with that, what's that crap? Like water sealant style paint. I don't know if it works or not. It was just kind of like, whatever. We just did it. Knowing that we were going to pay for this, get the studs put in, get the drywall put in, and eventually start getting this rolling here. So we have these plans of what we want to do. So we're going to make the house a 4-3. We're just going to put a fourth bedroom in and a bathroom downstairs. And I think legally you have to have a bar in the basement in Wisconsin.
I think that is the case.
Yeah, if you don't, you get fined heavily. So we, being Wisconsinites...
Or no one comes to your house.
Being Wisconsinites, are going to have a barcade in the basement because we have all these wonderful machines and we plan on getting more.
And some of us like beer.
And some of us like beer. So both of us like beer, but some of us are really like beer. guess which one?
Me?
Yes, the one with beer in your name,
yes.
I would assume. So... We're always like looking at, we buy up like bar memorabilia. You know, we have a ton of those craft brewery tins, like the signs, you know, knowing that once we get this rolling, we're going to have a pretty awesome barcade down here. And I was in Facebook Marketplace one day and I see a place that says selling bowling lanes. And I went, huh. So I clicked on that, and a local bowling alley that this one guy built and ran from 1979 to now, that was it. He closed up shop. He tried to sell it for a few years, and it never sold, so he just ripped it apart. And I sent the ad to Craft Brew Sally and said, hey, look at this, and then we'll talk. Because I
immediately was like, ooh, we got to get some of that.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, if this fits, you know, we will literally put bowling lanes underneath our pinball machines right down the line. So when you walk in, it would be like that arcade glow-in-the-dark star carpet. But the centerpiece would be these high-sheen bowling alleys with all the pinball machines on top of them. And I pitched the idea, and Craft Brew Sally said, yes, that sounds pretty cool. Once you start thinking about it, at first you're like, wait, what are we doing? And then, yeah. So
for like 2 days, we stewed over it and like...
Doing measurements.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Obsessing over it. Falling in love with the idea.
Right. Definitely falling in love with it.
Yeah.
And
so then like, we had a powwow though, kind of saying, look, one of the things we've learned from our past house and from our life in general, use your head.
Yeah.
If you fall in love with an idea, you're going to have a mistake. Mm-hmm. Or you have the opportunity. You have, like, that's how you buy a beat up machine that you're in over your head. That's how you buy a used car or a project car you're going to make into a hot rod.
Yeah.
Like, don't. Yeah. Well, you maybe, but you think through it. Think it through, you know. So we got a hold of the guy and I worked everything out. And he was like, okay, I'll be there Sunday from 10 to 2. And I was like, we will too. So I texted to make sure everything was cool. And Sunday we arrive up and there they are. They were pulled out and sitting outside. And I even said, are these okay? And he's like, these could sit outside for 45 years and they're going to be fine. I was like, okay, please don't do that, but okay. So we got there and immediately it was like,
Yeah. So we walk up to the stacks of them and we like tried to pick them up. And the first ones were... Like a ton.
We couldn't even budget.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Because here's the other thing. If we buy these, we had figured out we needed six.
Yeah.
Six bowling lanes, and that would be straight down the line. If we buy these, we have to figure out how we're getting them home. That means renting a U-Haul truck or finding a friend with a trailer, because I don't have any friends and I don't have no trailers, or something, paying someone to move them.
Right.
So we have that in our head kind of saying, okay, we got to bake that into this idea. So then we tried to move the first one, and we both went, grrrk. And yeah. I went, uh-oh.
Our dreams just went down the toilet.
No, so, yeah. But then the guy came out and was like, no, that's the approach area, which is like 12 by blah, blah, blah. So yeah. That's much bigger made and much heavier.
Maple. And made of heavier wood.
Right. So I said, oh, yay.
Okay.
So then we go walk down the line, and there was like 60 bowling lanes there. And they were held together. They're very nice, you know. And we could move those, but you're looking at them, and you're like, these are 2.5 inches thick.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, you're like, okay.
How do you go from carpet to 2.5 inches of wood without tripping?
I immediately was like, this is going to make me stumble and fall a minimum of 1,000 times in my life.
Because, of course, there would be beer involved sometimes.
A minimum of 1,000 times in my life. And I was like, okay. And then you look at them, and there's no arrows, there's no sheen, there's no nothing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, these are the planks, but like, he's like, after like the 80-something or 90-something, everything went synthetic. So it was just an overlay. So I went, okay, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
And then we went inside, and I noticed that this was still a bowling alley. So I'm like, I'm not feeling these things. I love this idea, but I'm not feeling these lanes. And I said, well, what about everything else? And he was like, everything's for sale. I was like, here we go.
Yes.
Because there's neon signs. There's neon lights. So we had a wad of cash that we had just
thought we were getting bowling alleys.
That we were using for bowling alleys. Well, now he's going to get that money anyway. So first thing is this gigantic Bud Light neon sign. And I know everyone's like, Bud Light, that's for something, hatred, hate speech. Well, it isn't. And I don't care. So we got that. We pulled that down. And that was the first thing.
And that was a big one. It's like 2 feet by 2 feet, I think.
No, it's bigger than that.
Okay.
It's big. It's pretty nice. At first, it was a little dull. But when I got it home, I found out there was a secondary switch, which made it much brighter. I said, well, now this is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to get, like, the name of the bowling alley had a clock
on
the wall. But they were taking it. I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're going through. And we found a corner table and matching like those
bowling
chairs, seats, that injection molding. So there's two rungs of two. So it's 4 seats total in this corner table, and it's all Brunswick branded. It's all gorgeous. So we got that, and then we got the Miller neon guitar. Neon sign, which had the most spider's webs I've ever seen in the history of spider webs.
And like, I had to climb on a table to get it down, and Craft Brew Sally might have fear of spiders.
Also, I tried throwing dollar bills on the table, and she wasn't twerking at all. She's worst erotic dance ever. So we got the neon sign down, and then when I got home, I wrote to Brunswick saying, what do I have here? Because there was like a partial tag on it. He was like, well, that's from like, what did he say? Like 2002?
I think so.
And he said, and that's also when you put a black light on it, the little bowling balls and pins kind of glow in the dark. So it's like this, it looks like from Mica?
Yeah.
No, it has that pattern on it. So it's very retro-y bowling looking. And it glows in the dark. I was like, oh my God, this is the gift that keeps giving.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So that was cool.
So that will go by our bowling machine in our arcade.
Yep, sure, of course. And it's functional too.
Yeah.
You know, which is great.
Uh-huh.
I know Crafter Sally is going to be a little nervous when I start drilling the studs down into the basement floor. Mm-hmm. But something's got to be.
Yep.
We'll just really make sure that's where we want them.
Right.
And then 10 years later, they're like, when water's seeping up, they're like, ooh, who drilled these holes into this concrete? And you're like, okay. So
No one.
That was here when we got here, sir. Some older boys told us to do it. So then we went into the bar. They had like a lounge, and we actually got the sign. Was it Splits?
Yeah.
Pub and lounge.
Their kids named the lounge that was in there. So, and that sign was just like a plastic, like printed sign, but you kind of had to have it.
Yeah. And we got that we got a Budweiser one that had the bowling, pin explosion in the background. Right. Like, it's gorgeous. That is like my favorite sign.
Mm-hmm. We got a Blue Moon.
Yep.
Cap sign.
One of those tins with it looks like a beer cap. So, and the whole time I'm kind of talking to this guy, and I was like, you know, what do you, how do, I said, did you have fun? And I kind of meant in the grand scheme, but he was like, after 45 years, do you have fun at your job? I was like, point taken. So I said, some days and some days not, mostly not. And we both laughed. And I kind of was like talking to him about this thing, you know, about this thing he created. And he was like, yeah, me and some friends put those lanes together in 1979. Because you have, now I'm talking to a person who's at the end of this journey. And I kind of was just asking him about this journey, you know, and about what happened. And he was a friendly guy.
He was. And his wife were both very nice.
But he wasn't like, he didn't give up a whole lot as far as that stuff. And then later I asked the wife, I was like, well, did you have fun? And she was like, oh, I couldn't be happier. I had, we put our kids through college. We have, we paid off our house. It was a wonderful time. And it was very different because he was saying like, you're never off. I was at my 50th year reunion. I was the only one still working. Like, I can tell he was shouldering the burden maybe a little bit more than the wife.
Yeah.
And to what degree, though?
Yeah, she probably was home raising the kids while he was at the bowling alley.
Or she was just cool with stuff.
Yeah.
Some people are very uptight. Some people aren't. I don't think I could have a business. I would be overbearing, and I don't want to be that person.
Right.
So it was a wonderful experience. And I was, at the end, I was very thankful we met this guy, and we gave him money. He got a lot of our money. We walked out with a couple hundred bills still in our pocket, which is always a win, you know, that you, when you think something's gone. I had to make peace with not having the bowling alleys. That was easy, though.
It was, because I think we talked about it, and it, of course, the 3 days leading up or 2 days leading up to it, we both had this idea of how wonderful it's going to look in the basement.
And you start thinking about
it.
Like, how cool is that? Yeah. That'd be the coolest thing ever.
So we may still do that, but just build them ourselves.
Fake ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was even thinking like, okay, if we buy these, maybe we cut them down.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Right.
If they're not the actual ones, and if they're not the actual ones with the arrows and stuff, what's the point?
Right.
It could just buy the
wood.
The wood and plastic. Yeah. Yeah. So it was wonderful. You know, we came away with a ton of
bar stuff.
Oh, we bought two bowling balls. Yeah. And we had him, he autographed for no reason. It's cool.
Also, it's going to be by the bowler.
By the bowler, so, in the basement. You know, we're getting a theme. And I was kind of thinking, too, leading up to this, I'm like, you know, if we have bowling lanes in the basement, that's going to change the landscape of this bar completely. Yep. It's going to just be like a 50s bowling alley downstairs. I was happy with that. I was okay with that, but it could have not been that, too. You know, it was one of those things where, so... long story short, it's back to just the glow in the dark stars arcade flooring for now. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We met a cool dude. Kind of sad that it closed. After I never was at the place, but at the end, you kind of like, man, I wish somebody would have carried the torch, kept going with it. But maybe people don't bowl anymore, or kids. Maybe kids don't bowl. I don't know. Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah.
Like, my parents bowl, and I didn't really have much interest in...
Yeah, I did a little bit, but not much. I wasn't good at it. No. I mean, you know, so I'm better at the bowler.
Yeah.
The Namco Rockin' Bowl that we have, which is just the coolest thing ever. I love that thing. All right, well, that's going to do it for our what happened with that. So now I think it's time for everyone's favorite segment in the pinball world. Let's drop that sound effect. The first one, the angry one.
No.
Okay.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out.
The fans have spoken, and we have listened. It's Beer Journal Review with me, Craft Brew Sally. Ring out a song of So often we take Foghorn's mom to buy beer.
I like how it took you a second to remember my name on this show. I have like 25 aliases.
Foghorn.
I think about like reverting back to my normal on-air thing, but I'm like, we've gone with it for 30 shows. Screw it, whatever. Yeah.
So, all right. So normally we take Foghorn's mom to buy beer. Most times we just... buy it and bring it home. Sometimes we take her with and she picks out the beer that she wants. So this time we were at our local bottle shop, Corks and Caps.
Corks and Caps. I was like, you can get on air. You're pretty much a part owner at this point. But go ahead.
And so we're looking at a beer, and we always both like, hey, Mom, look at this beer. So we did that this time. And then we looked at the price of this four-pack of beer.
Yeah.
And it was $31.19 for four 16-ounce cans of beer.
Or roughly one-third of a Wonelli pinball machine. Go ahead.
One-third?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, no.
Sure.
Rough math.
So she looks at it and she's like, that sounds really good. So she buys it. And then I get to be the fortunate, person that gets to try half these beers that she gets.
Yes.
So
Crap Brew Sally takes her every other day now. And I was like, oh, why don't we want to try this one?
No.
Another loophole has been found.
I only suggest beers that I know she will like. I don't suggest beers that I will like. But so this one was, it's made by Mortalis Brewing Company from Avon, New York.
I wonder what else they make there. Anyway, go ahead.
And it's called Venus Snowball. So it is a milk stout brewed with coconut, chocolate, marshmallow, and snowballs.
Do you think they use actual snowballs?
It says it.
So like they go out and throw snowballs at each other.
Kinds of snowballs.
Oh, the snowball microphones from Blue.
No.
That's what it is.
Like the cakes. The individually wrapped cakes.
I prefer to think that they use those little round snowball microphones that Blue makes. Go ahead.
Well, it didn't taste like a microphone.
Got two turntables and a microphone. Where it's at? Avon, New York. Got two turntables and a craft brew. Okay, go ahead.
So it was, I am not a huge fan of those snowballs. I guess I don't really like the texture of coconut. So I don't ever really like eat coconut.
Plus the audio quality is not really where like a good microphone should be.
Right.
They're okay though. They're serviceable.
Right.
Go ahead.
But this beer was very good.
Yeah.
It tastes like a snowball without the texture of coconut.
So that's like a win-win, really.
It is, yes. Like, I like the flavor of coconut, but not the texture of coconut. So
do you
like
the coconut radio that they had on Gilligan's Island? Do you think that was
good? It was fun.
Yeah. Better quality, audio quality than a snowball.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
So I would highly recommend this if you have an extra $32 sitting around.
And that's the first thing I asked you. I was like, now look, sometimes craft brews are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've bought some pretty wild stuff. Was that worth the money?
I would say yes.
Yeah, see, that's
amazing. But you also have to think, like, so that makes it like $8-ish dollars for a 16-ounce, which, I mean, if you go to a restaurant,
a lot of
times it's about that.
If you, one of the things, this is from my dad's point of view, the older I get, the more wise I realize he was. He was like, if you can talk yourself out of anything.
Right.
You know, like, pinball machines are expensive. Well, do you want one or don't you?
Right.
If you do, you figure it out. If you don't, then go play at your local place.
Yeah.
Both are fine. There's no judgment one way or the other. So if you want an expensive craft brew, pony up or don't.
Right.
And that's it.
You know? I mean, there are some that I have paid $8 for a single can of.
And you went,
No.
Oh.
No. Those are those. I like that brewery in Indiana.
Oh,
420 North.
Yeah.
They have really good beer. But those, because they're bringing them in, are $8 for a can.
Yes, they're flying them in on hoverboards, which are very expensive. And the batteries burn out pretty easily, I understand. Okay. So you would say,
I would recommend.
Now, what's the name of this for everyone?
Venus Snowball by Mortalis Brewing.
Nice. Do you think that they, is that going to be something that's always around or probably like one of those one-off things?
It's probably a one-off. It looks like, looking at their website, it looks like they do a bunch of like.
So push down children and run off it immediately to your local brewery. Bottle shop? Is that what they call them? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you live in New York, go there.
Follow the scent of really badly made cheap perfume and you'll find it. You're like, oh no, there it is. They're having a snowball fight out front. That must be where they make that beer. They're hitting each other with small ball microphones. That must be where they make that beer. All right. Blue microphone. If you're listening, no cease and desist. I do. I love your product. I had one. I used it in Korea for a long time. So, okay. So that's a win.
Definitely a win.
Anything else next? Anything else from you?
No.
Okay. Next week, we are going to be talking about a mystical journey we took that wasn't Expo. And then our regret that we didn't go to Expo. But that's next week's show. I think that's going to do it. Thanks for listening. This has, of course, been the Pinball Junk Drawer. My name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
Keep on flipping, and we hope to see you next week. Oh, make sure you go to Captain Crazy's Paradise, and make sure you go to projectpinball.org, and make sure you listen to our Wii show. It's called We Suck at Video Games, and make sure other stuff, and have your pets spayed and neutered, and we'll see you next week.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.